You've been listening to CKVS 93.7, the voice of the Shuswap, your community's radio broadcasting from atop Mount Tappan. Community radio is a volunteer-driven, non-commercial alternative stressing diversity of opinion and music. Check out our website, voiceoftheshuswap.ca, and see what The Voice has in store for you. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we've been taking in the Jazz Club's Christmas concert held at the Lakeshore Manor. And as promised, we're going to play you some Christmas tunes, as done by the Sandy Cameron Quartet. Up next, Sandy's friends will add a few wrinkles to that holiday classic, The Christmas Song. But first, Colin Spence exposes the collaborative nature in which this clever arrangement was created.
So, The Christmas Song, we picked the tune because it's one of the nicer ones. There's some nice changes in it. Everybody knows it. It's been around forever. We picked the tune and had a stock arrangement from somewhere, I think maybe from the Reader's Digest Christmas book or something.
Yeah, I have that book.
Yeah, exactly. And so the first time we played it, you know, we just kind of went through it quickly, and Sandy said, you know, we should do a different introduction for that tune, something different. And he was trying to, he had a song in mind, but he couldn't think of what it was, you know, just at the moment there, and we were kind of going through two or three of them, and then finally, Good King Wenceslas. That was the one he was thinking of. So anyway, he figured it out. That's the one we're gonna use. So I had some time, so I said, well, how about if I, you know, I'll take it home,
right?
And then when we get together next time, I'll have some kind of a little arrangement we can try out and see what you guys think. So I did. I took it home as a little homework assignment, and just basically took that melody, and instead of using the standard changes, like simple changes that you might use with that song, I just tried to put in some denser, more jazzy sounding changes.
Yeah.
And and make sure that the little four bar intro or whatever just lands on the right chord so that you can go in and start playing the actual song. And they liked it. So, you know, so that's what we did for that intro. And then, the next time we got together, Sandy again, darn that guy, he says, you know what, he says, since this is the first time you've played in Salmon Arm, we really should do a little piano feature on this tune. So, you know, why don't you just take a bunch of the lead and play most of the tune. So I said, okay, yeah, sure, that sounds fine. So I took it home and made a bunch more changes to the arrangement, the original arrangement. And the chords I used in that, I really like the sound of voicings that have only a few notes, like maybe a three-note voicing that's a closed voicing, like an add nine or something. You hear it a lot in cinematic arrangements.
Yes.
So I tried to use that, and that's basically what the first part of the tune is all about. It's kind of ballad style with that type of piano sound. And then in the second part, we go into the swing, and then everybody takes a turn, have a little melody and some improv and everything. And then at the end, it's just a little, it's kind of a piano bass free-for-all just at the very end of the tune.
Yeah.
And out we go, and that was the end of it. So it was fun. It was a fun process because it was iterative. We didn't just do it in one night. It was, you know, take it back and we'd talk about it and then make a few changes and then I'd go home and work on it a bit.
Thank you.
Colin Spence. Jake Nelson Colored Paul. Corey Possum-Ickman. Thank you very much for being such a great audience. And staying kind of looking around.
The Sandy Kamerman Quartet belatedly wishing to have yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That's all for now. Live in the Shoe Swap is heard at this time every week. Thanks for tuning in and supporting community radio. I'm Richard Sevigny, saying bye for now, and I hope you'll tune in next time for more live in the Shoe Swap.